The great debate over Social Security did not happen in the election campaign, but President Bush is planning to pitch it to the nation in his State of the Union address.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Already the sides are squaring off with millions of dollars worth of television ads for and against the president's idea of using some of the payroll tax receipts to open personal investment accounts for retirees. But so far, the debate is not so much between Republican and Democrat as within the ranks of the Republicans, who are far from being of one mind about where the $10 trillion or so needed to finance the personal accounts is supposed to come from. Raising payroll taxes is apparently not being considered. The administration position is presumably set forth in a not-for-attribution email memo from Peter Wehner, the president's director of strategic initiatives. It says that if payroll taxes are siphoned off into personal accounts, cuts will have to be made in future promised benefits, or the government will have to borrow $1 to $2 trillion. There is some significant opposition among Republicans to any idea of reducing benefits. Former Representative and one-time Vice Presidential candidate Jack Kemp has written that benefit cuts would jeopardize Social Security reform and ultimately endanger the Republican congressional majority. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich has also warned of electoral disaster. Gingrich said, "Anything that changes benefits on an involuntary basis will allow the Democrats, the AARP, and the unions to beat our brains in. It isn't politically doable." While Republicans in general are united behind the White House in favoring partial privatization of Social Security, still they remain divided on what part of payroll taxes should go into these accounts and whether the program should be financed by benefit cuts or by an increase in the budget deficit. This is Daniel Shore.